from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Patriots Monday on WEEI is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, McFarlane Energy, Shaw's and Star Market, Town Fair Tire, your New England Kubota dealers, and Drains by James.
In reference to the developmental plan, how would you describe sort of the core of what that is?
I'm not going to get too much into the plan, but, you know, at the core, you know, it's just the extra work. We talked about the different tools that we have, and all the quarterbacks are really taking advantage of that, whether it's the virtual reality, the extra walkthrough time, the meetings by themselves. They're just doing all of that extra stuff that's really paying dividends.
Jerod Mayo discussing the Drake May development plan. A plan that, I don't know, you got to say it's not working necessarily, right? If you're still with the twos. Unless the plan was, no, we're not going to develop him this quickly. Either way, it's a confounding one for Patriots fans, one that leaves you with more questions than answers as we cruise into the 5 o'clock hour here. Jones and Mago, no Jones today. He'll be back tomorrow. It's me, Arcand, in the big chair. We got your phone calls at 617-779-7937. In between all those interviews and everything and triple play in the last segment, we've been neglecting the phone. So let's go to him right now, talk to Coach up in New Hampshire. Hey, Coach.
Hey, Christian and Mego, how are you?
What's happening?
If I had Alex Van Pelt and Jerod Mayo in a room, I would pose two football-related questions to them as it relates to the Patriots offense. Here's my first one.
Okay.
You're depleted at tight end. I think it's wonderful. This Sunday, we may actually get a chance to see the Patriots in 10 personnel, meaning one back, no tight ends, four wideouts on the field, and let's see which quarterback functions well in what I would call like nowadays offense, because the Pats have been about 80 to 100 years behind others.
Mm-hmm.
My second one, a little bit more important. There is no offensive tackle on the current roster, or even many in the NFL, that can block T.J. Watt or Keon White or any of the Boses, and that's just because they're body types. It just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I am still in this camp where I would love to see Keon White, that's just one person, that one body type like Keon White take on a T.J. Watt. What I'm trying to say is the entire NFL can't see that offensive tackles that are 6'9", 350 are not athletic enough to block today's edge rushers. Until that changes, our quarterbacks will continue to get hurt. I want your thoughts on both topics.
All
right.
Thank you. Thank you for the call, Coach. Appreciate
didn't,
it.
Didn't they kind of try that experiment with Isaiah Wynn?
Yes.
And it didn't work?
No.
Now, some of that might have been Isaiah Wynn hated it here.
Not a good pick. And so he hasn't been great with the Dolphins either. So, I mean,
It's not just the fit. Are we just going to write off all offensive linemen in the league or the majority of them? I mean, he brings up TJ Watt.
I like how he said TJ Watt, the Boses, and Keon White. It's like, yeah, right. Those four guys were all equally the same.
They're all the same. They're all elite. Well, Mike Unwenu did block against TJ Watt. It's just TJ Watt had his bell rung early in that game.
True.
So it's kind of hard to measure now. But I think we came out of that in the immediate aftermath, at least I did, going, hey, Mike Unwenu might have something here. He was injured for a lot of the season and unavailable. And then when he got out there, he looked pretty good, which is why I thought he deserved the money that he got in the offseason. I don't think that you need to undertake some kind of like drastic existential approach to the offensive line. I think you just need to invest in a left tackle, something that for whatever reason you have not done in a realistic way in the last several seasons. You had the Trent Brown experiment and you went back to it and it didn't work, and then you didn't pivot from any direction from there.
That's fair. I think the first question he asked was about the tight ends and having a 10 group go out there with a bunch of wide receivers and no tight ends. If you had a bunch of great wide receivers, I'd say, yeah, sure, do that. You know, get them all out there, get them
what
involved.
What if you have a bunch of maybe okay receivers?
Then I don't really see the point of this. Also, Austin Hooper was back at practice today. He missed yesterday. He was back there today. And Jerod Mayo said today that he expects Hunter Henry's going to be ready for week one. So
good.
I'm not thinking that there's going to be a big dearth at tight end this year. Maybe. I mean, you're not talking about a bunch of young guys here, but they do have the rookie, the kid Bell, that they drafted. They got Wilcox, who I think actually got hurt yesterday too, but you know, he'll be back at some point. So you have enough tight ends. It's not like you don't have any, but if you lose Henry and all of a sudden there's a big drop off there, that's no question about that.
Henry should be a go-to red zone guy. That's who he was in the first season he was here with Mac Jones, and that should be something that you can pencil in. At least you understand what this guy does well.
Yeah.
At least you can depend on him for that. So that's good to hear. It's just when you're down in the red zone, whoever is playing quarterback, if it's going to be Jacoby Brissett, has he developed enough chemistry with Hunter Henry with how much he's been out? Or is this just going to be something that's experimental in the first couple of games?
Yeah, we'll see about that. As for the offensive line situation, it's one that's very dire. And if you look at our poll results today, 91% of you out there who voted in it is about 8.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
800 votes, a lot of votes. 91% of you are saying it's the offensive line that concerns you the most. I agree. I wrote offensive line as well. But if you really examine the question here and why it's such a big concern, it's not the entire offensive line. Mike Unwenu, we feel good about at guard or really wherever you play him. But right now he's a guard. We feel good about David Andrews. City So, we feel fine about. even on the right tackle with Caden Wallace or Chukwuma Okorafor, I know he hasn't had a good camp so far, but it's the right tackle. Those are their natural positions. You signed a guy and you drafted a guy who could both play right tackle. You're really only SOL at the left tackle position, which is the most important one out of every, especially if you have a right-handed quarterback, it's the most important one on the line. And it's the one that they paid the least amount of attention to and were the least serious about. And so when you say the offensive line, yeah, the offensive line's a problem, but it's not the whole line. It's just the one position. And that, to me, makes it so much worse. That makes it so much worse.
You mean the way that they failed to,
yes,
for lack of a better word, tackle that position?
You did not have to turn over that entire line. You didn't. I mean, you had to make some additions, sure. And you did it right tackle, but you didn't address the elephant in the room. And it's not a Trent Brown toilet joke. Like, the elephant in the room here was that you don't have a left tackle, that you are bringing in a rookie quarterback, and that he's going to be right-handed, and you're going to have to protect that blind side. And they just said, whatever, we'll figure it out somehow. Hey, you know, we got the third pick on the waiver wire. We'll be fine. Don't worry about it. And that's just such a half-assed, crappy way to go about that. I understand that there's wide receivers out there that they could have had. There were tackles they could have had, too. There's tackles they could have drafted. There's different ways they could have gone about this very important part of the offensive line, which now that they've let sort of fall by the wayside, has become the main concern for everybody viewing this team, except you, other than you, who still thinks it's the quarterback. But you also agree that the offensive line has played the worst, right, out of all those groups.
It's, to me, the area with the least amount of talent outside of Nwenu and Andrews, and that's not to be mean to the rest of the line. It's just, it's seriously lacking. And what's most frustrating about this is you ended up here last year. Now, you had Trent Brown at left tackle, but if you remember, Bill Belichick went on like a waiver spree at the end of summer, just signing a bunch of offensive linemen that to nothing contracts to try to add some kind of depth. And it didn't work. And so then you bring in Elliot Wolf to this new position, and you re-sign so many guys from Bill Belichick's last roster, which was a 4-win team. But on top of that, you don't look at the one area that has the biggest glaring need with Trent Brown leaving. At least you had a body there that sometimes decided it was going to play. And it's so it's worse off. And I think that's the one thing that this front office really needs to answer for, is how could you neglect that area of personnel so much? It's one thing to say, Brandon Ayuk didn't want to come here, and look, he's still with the Niners. He might just play with the Niners. It's not just about us. It's about him. Calvin Ridley's wife didn't, or girlfriend didn't want to live up here, and then you throw a bunch of stupid tax excuses about it. Like, that's different than saying, this has been a need for a couple years, and you basically are doing the same thing that Belichick did last year, except maybe worse. That's where you're at.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to think of it in those terms, but that's very true. Tim is in Hanover. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, guys. Hey, Mego, can you say tackle, tackle, tackle?
Can you not?
Well, that's what we need.
Right.
Yeah, obviously, we don't want no converted gods. I've been saying this for over 3 years myself. If they need a tackle, they got to get a strong agility tackle, because a converted guard ain't going to be able to hold that DN rushing or the safety coming in for the blitz. They need to get that body to help these quarterbacks out, man. Otherwise, and our linemen, our running backs. Our running backs need them to blow the holes open. So let's see what happens, man.
Yeah, Tim, thanks for the call. I think at the very least, at right tackle, Caden Wallace played that in college. Okorafor played that in Pittsburgh. Now, Okorafor lost his job to Broderick Jones, and, you know, with Wallace, he was a backup. I think he was a backup tackle for the first 2 years. And then, you know, we'll see what he looks like out there. He's a rookie offensive lineman. I mean, that could be very hit and miss. And even still, none of those guys are left tackles. Like, that's the thing that bothers me the most. I understand having to experiment sometimes, or, you know, whipping things together for a position where you may have let it fall by the wayside. But to let that happen with left tackle when you have a rookie quarterback who's right-handed just seems like such a dereliction of a very basic thing that, I don't know, it doesn't leave me with a lot of confidence, that's for sure. 617-779-7937, there's your phone number. We got Meg-splaining coming up at 5:30. What do we have in Meg-splaining today, Mego?
Sad hour. Happy hour dream is dead again. Let me tell you something. I don't think this is ever going to get done. We'll discuss it next.
Yeah. What's going to happen first? The Revs Stadium in Everett or happy hour coming back to the Commonwealth? Or neither one ever? We'll discuss that during Megsplaining. But first, here's Joe Braverman to tell you what's trending.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.